overall compliance on this side is much poorer than on the public side. So, for example, if we look at E. coli, which is one of the indicators that EPA is particularly focused on, compliance in the private side for private group water schemes and small private supplies was at 95.4%, and that's against 99.3% on the public water supply side. So there's a big gap there between the two water sides of between the public and the private side. And the reason that's a concern is, as you correctly point out, E. coli can make people ill. It causes gastrointestinal illness, which for young children or the elderly or those who are already sick can be quite serious. But there's a particularly harmful form of E. coli called VTEC, and that can make you very sick. And 40% of VTEC cases have to be hospitalised. There were over 1,100 cases of VTEC in Ireland, reported in Ireland in 2018. And we have the highest incidence of VTEC in Europe. And of those who get VTEC, 10% of those people can usually develop a very severe form of hemolytic uremic syndrome, and that can lead to kidney failure, which can have severe consequences for young children, the elderly, and those who are already sick. And that's what we're highlighting in our report today.
Are there issues here in terms of monitoring? Because we know there is at least one private supply in Donegal that isn't monitored according to the findings of the report. And of those that are, does there perhaps need to be a tightening up of how that monitoring takes place?
Yeah, so as you correctly point out, our report highlights the numbers of supplies on each local authority's register and the number of supplies that haven't been monitored. So Donegal has on their register 29 small private supplies, with one of those that not monitored in 2018. And whilst one is very little, local authorities need to ensure that all private supplies that are on their register are monitored at least annually, and that where that monitoring indicates an issue, that they require the supplier to take action to address whatever contamination has been found. But I think there's also it's important to point out that these small private supplies they're basically businesses or commercial activities, such as a creche, a nursing home, a food business, a hotel, a restaurant, a B&B, that's using their own well to supply their business with drinking water. And so those business owners should at least ensure, they should take action to ensure that they're at least registered with their local authority. And that's just a matter of contacting their local authority and telling them that they're using a small private supply. And those business owners should then get that water tested at least annually, and they should take steps to ensure that they are protecting, that their well is properly constructed and that the water source is protected from contamination. And testing that water will give you an indication as to its quality, and if there's a problem with it, well, then you should take action to ensure that nobody gets sick from drinking it.
Obviously, the rural nature of a county like Donegal is that there will be quite a number of group schemes, quite a few larger public group water schemes, and a number, as you said, of private schemes as well. Is the situation improving if we were to compare 2018, say, theoretically, with 2008? Not looking for specifics, obviously, but is the situation getting better?
Yeah, so I suppose what we have seen is that overall the gap between private water supplies and public water supplies, that gap has improved somewhat up to about 2014, 2015. The gap was much wider, but progress has stalled now. That gap between for E. coli compliance at 95.4% to 99.3%, that's holding steady for the last number of years, and I suppose we'd be anxious to see that gap closing much more quickly. But what I can say is that it is good that certainly in 2018 we're reporting that 16% of supplies registered with local authorities were not monitored, and that's certainly an improvement on the previous year. But we shouldn't be complacent. Local authorities need to ensure that every private supply on their register is monitored at least annually. And we have seen, what we're also reporting is that, for example, in Donegal, there were 9 boil water notices issued on these private supplies. That's a good thing, because that at least means that, those suppliers are taking action to ensure that nobody is put at risk, and boiling the water will make it safe for human consumption. But, there are other tools that the local authority can use. Local authorities should when a problem is identified, they can go out and audit that supply, and that's a really useful way for a local authority to see what's actually going on the ground. You'll get a really good picture as to how well protected the source is, where the contamination might be coming from, and what, you know, practical measures you can take to address the contamination. And local authorities should avail of all the tools that they have in this regard, you know. And that's the next step up before taking legal action or further enforcement. But, you know, responsible business owners have a role to play here too. They should ensure that they're registered with their local authority and that they're testing that water. And really what we're trying to highlight here is that there's a role for everyone to play here, to play their part and ensure that no one gets sick.